Hey everyone, welcome back to my page called Mold Yourself to Serial Vision of You. And today I'm going to tell you about the roles and theories on some kinds of models which is related to social work. So I'm gonna give you some little introduction on this. Like we all know, social work is based on the idea of man as a constantly developing human being, which is necessary and significant interaction with other people, like some persons saved by others and also shaping others apart from basic needs or his or her own needs. So to be an important individual and to practice in a social welfare department or in social welfare sector, every human being is required to help fulfill their needs and to deal with some kind of dissatisfaction and frustration in life. So social work practice facilities and it gives some kind of development of the individual's personality through some guidance, or you can call a kind of interactions as well. And when I see that social work is helpful in very possible ways, like not only when there is utilization of people potentials through their interaction, but also for just understanding about the people behavior and in discipline way, the work at most importance in the group. And after that, the theories which came under social work, like help to understand other, help to understand behaviors of other in a good manner, then the particular way of a group is being prepared, like group of behavior is the main modality for fulfilling needs, or in another way we can call like for bringing change in the environment or in the members' personality or some kind of interpersonal relationship. A social group work uses various models as well, and it's also approach to accompany or establish group goals, like the present there is many socialists who prepare many kinds of models related to social work, like when we go through some books like which is for social work only, and there we find many kind of theories which are related to it, like importance in early childhood experiences or concept of being human theory, or just you can also call theory related to kind of group dynamics, or there are many theories which were accepted in this model. So I will discuss you in a brief about some theories related to social work, like when we look in individuals' dynamic, then you find that importance of early childhood experiences or men's action are influenced by unconsciousness motivation as well as by his or her capacity to act rationally. And the concept of being human theory is related to the development also. Like when we see on group dynamics, then the acceptance and rejections are mentioned, where the subgroups are prepared or some kind of bond between the groups, or the hostility or kind of group contagion were prepared. So when we see the differences between the theories of individual dynamic or group dynamic, you found that the individuals have to understand about their group on the basis of psychology or on the basis of cultural theory, like well knowledge have been accepted, as well as well knowledge about the sociology also. But when we seen the group dynamics, there were the determination has not only by the inner forces but also by the people around the group, like hence we can say, like, apart from the individual dynamic, a social group worker must know that the group dynamic or various concept of group process has to include some kind of concept, like acceptance concept or isolation. You can also call it neglected or rejected peoples, or some kind of group bond repair, or group contagion, or some kind of support or conflict between the groups. So when we see about the isolation, like where the workers must know every individual's group member relationship with the other group member, or how much power each of has then over on another. That is when we call, whenever he or she is accepted by others or isolated, if the member is isolated kind of, then the group worker must know the meaning of cause of isolation. And when we come further on the subgroups, then there is no group where all members come together to perform every task formation. Like in group bond, people also call it sense of belongingness, and where the force of bringing between the group members, like the group bond may be emotional or task related, or you can call it they just maintain kind of bond between the groups, like emotional bond or some kind of mental bond between the groups. So I hope I make you understood about this, and I will go further about this topic on my next episode. So take care.